Bitcoin, or any other cryptocurrency.
That's the sound of the money truck backing up to your front door, Hoss.
Nobody's going to put money into a crazy scheme like that.
Okay, here comes the catch. This has to cost a lot of money.
Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency.
Buy.
Yes, the money is good.
We don't have that much time left. Let's talk rocket ships. First, Bitcoin.
3, 2, 1.
This is Crypto Karma with the sensei of cryptocurrency, Nick Green.
Welcome to Crypto Karma. This is Nick Green, and this episode is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. NectarJuiceBar.com, serving only the healthiest and freshest ingredients in Colorado Springs, Castle Rock, and Denver, and of course, other stores nationwide. So here on Crypto Karma, it is the week of August 1st, and boy, is there some incredible news. In 7 days, Bitcoin has gone from $30,000 to $40,000. That is a $10,000 jump in 7 days. So if you're a trader, or if you're an investor, or if you have a 401k, which, gosh, it's so ancient these days. I'd really hope you're paying attention to the market. Yeah, it requires a little bit of time and effort and energy, but that's what making money is about. So we've had some incredible jumps, a lot of volatility after 6 weeks of just sideways choppiness, where you kind of sit on the sidelines, buy the dip, and that is a dip because we are only in our fourth dip of this bull run so far. So it's basically showing there's still a lot of room and a lot of action. So why? That must be your question. Well, first, let's check out some prices. So Bitcoin today, $38,000. And, you know, we touched 40. There is a lot of support at 37. And the magic number to break going up is 42. The magic number to break going down is 34. So we're going to see how this plays out. But volume, interest, fear factor, greed, everything says that we're going to hopefully have some very bullish momentum, and we should stay solid that way for a little bit until we get to Q4. So coins that have made some news. Well, first off, Tilcoin, my constant gem of the week, made a low of 0.0916 cents, I believe. So it is now 0.019. So it more than doubled in just 1 week. When you see a gem that is poised to be over a dollar, was trading sub a penny for over 3 years, and is now in that under 5 cent range, it is so easy to double, triple, 4, 5, 6x your money. It really is on something this small with such a small market cap and such low values. So if you were trading at all or bought the dip on Tilcoin, you are gonna see quite a difference. Profits. Take some profits. To be honest, it pains me to sell Tilcoin, so it is not my favorite to trade. It's my favorite to hold because I am expecting to see over a dollar on this bad boy. So selling now is only going to be regret. It's happened on Matic, Ethereum, you name it. Almost any crypto when you're in a bull run, it's hard to take profits, but it's really important. So that is some really good price action there. Ethereum, 2,200. Binance Coin hovering around 308. Cardano is really not moved at $1.26. And then the rumors are flying with XRP Ripple to be listed back on Coinbase again. The way things have been going with them and the SEC is really like watching two drunk uncles fight at a barbecue, because there's nothing that has come from this, and one's going to give the other money and hug it out afterwards. It's really weird, just because we know at the end of the day it's all about money, and Ripple is going to end up doing just fine. XRP, their pricing, 63 cents. So the lowest they were this year, or last year, I should say, about 17 cents. So a lot of people are really in the profit zone on this one, as you should be. But when it does get back to Coinbase, volume is going to go up. So in the news on Crypto Karma, a little bit featured Dogecoin, probably because being the people's coin, it's relatable. Most people have it, and at least everybody's heard of it. So really kind of cool story about the Dogecoin millionaire, one of many. You know, crypto's had a lot of ups and downs, and there is an investor in Dogecoin. I love these stories because I think they're relatable to a lot of people. Basically here, Glauber Constisotto, I'm sure I chopped his name up wrong, 33-year-old. Oh, that's it, 33 years old. Lives in LA, and back in April, he became a millionaire from an investment of $180,000 into Dogecoin. So that's about a 5 or 6x jump on that, and he was basically inspired by Elon Musk calling it his favorite cryptocurrency. So he decided to empty everything. He invested his life savings of $250,000 into the cryptocurrency when it was trading at 45 cents in April. Holy crap, he's down. And he turned a profit of more than $1 million in 2 months. But we all know he did not take profit, so he really didn't. He had a value of about $1 million. He should have bought this a year ago. And instead, he's probably sitting now on about $300,000 or $400,000 only. He says he's been a loyal investor and is not swayed and is actually buying the dip. His comments, which I think will apply to a lot of crypto people, Dogecoin is my savings account, and we'll see how that pans out. Yes, we will. This will either change the game or be a train wreck, but until then, I'll take a rain check, he says. So when Dogecoin hit 17 cents on July 17th, he invested another $5,000. And since the coin struggled to return to its previous peak of 70 cents, but we are all praying it goes above a dollar, he's now, say, around $760,000. That could be true. But his determination to see Dogecoin really go up, it's solid, just like a lot of people. He is very much putting everything he has into this. He's already made a ton of money from it, or at least has a very high value. So it's called hopium. And we really hope to see things that are going to progress, that your money is going to grow, and that you're on the right vehicle, and that it should be easy. But you cannot forget to take profits, especially in times like this. Next time Dogecoin hits 70 cents, it could balloon right to a dollar, or it could just retrace and get right back down to 60, 50, 40 cents. So selling and buying, that's where the charts come in. And it's a little difficult. I always do suggest being in a couple of groups. So at the B Word, that was an event hosted with Jack Dorsey of Twitter. Elon Musk said the most ironic and entertaining outcome of Dogecoin would be that the cryptocurrency that was started as a joke to make fun of cryptocurrencies ends up being the leading cryptocurrency. Not long after this, he also put out a tweet reminiscent of the Matrix movie, where basically the little boy that bends the spoon looks at Neo, or Neo says to him, "So what you're telling me is that if I own Dogecoin, I'll have a lot of money." And the little boy looks at Neo and says, "No, Neo, I'm telling you that Dogecoin is money."
Obviously, this is all about money.
So he's still really pushing to drive the price up and ideally make it the currency of the moon and Mars like you promised, and we'll still see our dollar. But Dogecoin is a worldwide currency. Remember, that's a lot of the appeal of crypto, is that it is worldwide, it is 24/7. So, new story on Coinbase. Burger King Brazil will accept Dogecoin for dog pepper.
Hey, so what up, dog?
Which is apparently a dog food. Each tasty treat cost 3 Doge, or roughly 60 cents. So here's the story. Burger King Brazil now accepts Dogecoin, one of thousands of retailers that are accepting the cryptocurrency, as a payment method to purchase the fast food chain's Dogper, which is a dog snack. Didn't know they had those at Burger King. I wonder if it's the same food, just in a different wrapper, which would definitely make a lot of sense and save them some overhead. So the service has been available since Monday, according to the company's official website, though users should check the availability in their region. Each dog treat that plays on the name Burger King's best known menu item, the Whopper, which has been around 50 years, costs 3 Doge.
This is a tasty burger.
That's approximately 60 cents. The company recommends purchasing a maximum of 5 units per order as availability is low. I think it's really cool. Users must transfer Doge to a Burger King Brazil wallet, although they can also purchase the dog food with dirty fiat, but nobody's doing that. The dog purr is not something new for Burger King. The company already launched the product in Argentina in 2019 so that customers could share something with their dogs when they receive their deliveries. Probably a great idea to do in America, where a bunch of people are addicted to their dogs. And they like to include them with everything. It wouldn't be bad. Again, it's the same food Burger King has, just in a different wrapper. So in Brazil, the company launched an ad in July to promote the product in the country. It does not appear that Burger King Brazil will allow customers to purchase human food using Dogecoin at this time, per Burger King. Well, that's a shame, and I disagree. I'm going to say that they do. But obviously, Dogecoin is going to continue to make the news and probably still be a good investment, even at these low prices. Speculative, risky, sure, but that is the world of crypto. It wouldn't be fun otherwise.
Ah, gentlemen, good news.
Okay, so Bitcoin had one hell of a week, going from $30,000 to $40,000. And basically, I think it's just part of the wave. The charts said this was going to happen. 6 weeks of sideways choppy chop time is really a long time to not have any significant price action above 32,000, 33,000, got as low as 29. So seeing this jump was really inspiring. Some people are giving way too much credit to basically the news. And if news could drive Bitcoin this much, that's scary, because you could put out a good story to get the price up and then follow it up with something bad so that you dump on other people and really could manipulate Bitcoin the same way Elon Musk does with tweets. This one is a little bit different. Basically, somebody, there's two sides of the story. Somebody found a job posting from Amazon for a blockchain specialist, and people who are familiar with cryptocurrencies to work for Amazon as they are integrating blockchain technology, which they have admitted in the past, and that they will be accepting cryptos. So here's what an insider, apparently an employee at Amazon, says: that they are looking to accept Bitcoin payments by the end of the year. And why wouldn't they? It's a smart thing to do. They understand digital currency is the future, and it's a much easier, faster, and cheaper way. Remember, credit cards have a 3% remittance fee. So as a business owner, I don't want you to pay with a credit card. I'd rather have your cash. I'd rather have your change. Then Apple Pay and Venmo and all these other options are best. But crypto would, of course, be my number one. And not all point of sale systems have aggregated yet to accept cryptocurrency, though they say they're working on it. But believe me, most big companies are going to be behind the tech times. So here, Amazon says that they are looking to accept the payments by the end of the year, and they're investigating their own token, which of course they would have their own token, but they are not going to build their own blockchain network. And if they do, it will be on Ethereum. Mark my words, that's my bet. That's the smartest way for them to go. The internet behemoth set tongues wagging over the weekend after publishing a job advertisement for cryptocurrency and blockchain lead, as of course they will have a department focused dedicated solely to cryptocurrency, blockchain, and point of sale acceptance. The vacancy, clearly a signal the company is laying down a pathway towards crypto transactions, calls for someone who can leverage domain expertise in blockchain, distributed ledger, central bank digital currencies, and cryptocurrency. It adds that it wants to develop the case for the capabilities which should be developed, drive overall vision and product strategy, and gain leadership, buy-in, and investment for new capabilities. Interesting. It doesn't take a genius on the outside to deduce where Amazon might be going with recruitment, but an insider that plans says the plans are going to be much deeper. Basically, this insider says this isn't going through the motions to set up a crypto payment solutions at some point in the future. It's a full-on, well-discussed, integral part of the future mechanism of how Amazon will work. And that, of course, makes sense. Amazon wants to be almost driverless in the future, deliver everything via drone to your door, and facilitate so that you don't even have to go to a grocery store again. And I would not be surprised if many different types of grocery stores and markets are just a thing of the past. So it begins with Bitcoin. This is the key first stage of the crypto project, and the directive is coming from Jeff Bezos, says the source. They say they're looking at Ethereum, Cardano, Bitcoin Cash will be next in line as they bring on the top eight most popular cryptocurrencies. Of course, you want to try to please everybody. They say the project's ready to roll, and we know Amazon has already been working with accepting cryptocurrency and blockchain tech for about 4 or 5 years at the least, probably longer that we just don't know it. With all these crypto ducks are lined up, there's another twist to push things further into Amazon's favor, which would be a native token. And of course, that would make a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. After a year of experiencing cryptocurrency as a way of making payments for goods, it is looking at the increasingly possibility that we're heading towards tokenization. This then becomes a multi-level infrastructure you can pay for goods and services or even earn tokens in a loyalty rewards program. So there's a lot of benefits to this. It's all digital. You're not going to lose anything. It's not tied to your bank account. So if anything happens with your bank account, it's not going to matter. And this would be pretty much all crypto. Let's go from the obvious and apparent job listing, then the so-called insider, and then now, of course, there will be comment from Amazon. So giving too much credit that Bitcoin went to 40,000 because of this one job posting, I personally don't think so, as it's only at around 38,000 or so. So there's a lot of sustainability, a lot of support to keep it up here. Amazon, here's their response. No, we have no plans to accept Bitcoin payments. Well, they're lying, but they've lied before. The speculation that is ensued around our specific plans for cryptocurrencies is not true, says a lying spokesperson. Because just back in 2019, they admitted that they were going to be facilitating the app spend, and that retailers owned by Amazon will be accepting the top five cryptocurrencies, and that they are implementing that point of sale, which already is effective at some Whole Foods and at some Nordstrom's, and even on some online platforms. So clearly they're lying. Let's just see what they have to say anyway. So Amazon denied a British newspaper's report that it is planning to accept Bitcoin payments by the end of the year. Then quotes, notwithstanding our interest in this space, the speculation that has ensued around our specific plans for cryptocurrencies is not true. We remain focused on exploring what this could look like for customers shopping on Amazon. Very vague. She might want to circle back on that one. The report earlier Monday by City AM, which is distributed for free on the London Underground, cited a single unnamed insider, the one we just read about, and nevertheless, many cited it as one reason for the Bitcoin's price rebound after dropping to 29,000 just a week ago. Bloomberg reported Amazon's denial, which brought the price down a little bit. And again, a very, very small amount. But promptly, the Zero Hedge put up a lot of information showing how Amazon is going to still be going down this road. So right now we're at $38,000, and we're going to see how this goes next week. But this is a big push. It's a really important key factor in sustaining these waves in the bull market. The dips are for buying. All coins that follow Bitcoin, they're not seeing the same strong surge, but they're seeing a lot of support and not dropping. Some of them that are correlated pretty strongly, like TEL and SOL, and even Chainlink, had some very nice gains over the past week. It's still a good time to buy, as we don't expect to see some real magic until Q4. Amazon, I would bet the stock is going to go up when they make it public how much Bitcoin they own. And I am betting that by the end of the year, they will be accepting payments. And by next year, just like they said, having their own native token and cryptocurrency acceptance and blockchain only makes sense as the next step for the world's leading online supply chain market. That's Amazon in the news. So with all the speculation and all the strange, fun tweets from Elon Musk, which is why we love him, he actually did get a little serious and give some insight into how he and his companies are going to be treating Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And I quote from Elon Musk, "Bitcoin by itself simply cannot scale to become the monetary system for the world at base layer." He was arguing that Bitcoin will struggle to become a peer-to-peer cash without the adoption of a second layer network, meaning something faster, something cheaper, stronger, better. Which obviously does exist, and that's a lot of the drive that he has for Dogecoin. Nobody really said Bitcoin would be the peer-to-peer currency anytime in the past few years, especially with the invention of Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and other cryptos. So there may be some merit in combining something like Ethereum and Dogecoin, Musk said, revealing that he owns some Ethereum in addition to his Bitcoin and Dogecoin portfolio. The Ethereum price leaped by almost 10% after Musk's comments climbing back over $2,000 per token after falling under the closely watched level this week. "I might pump, but I don't dump," said Musk. "I don't believe in getting the price high then selling, and I would like to see Bitcoin succeed." So the words of Elon Musk, "I might pump, but I don't dump." Expect the memes and t-shirts coming. That is gold from one of the world's richest and brightest men of our time. Good to know. The price of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin have led crypto markets higher over the last 24 years. But even with the revelations, Tesla will likely restart Bitcoin payment support, and SpaceX bought Bitcoin, as he admitted, major cryptocurrencies failed to see the kind of rallies. That Musk shock announcement, Tesla bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin earlier this year, which was the jumpstart of the bull run. Not exactly, but it did help pump a lot of it.
Pump it up!
There is some merit in considering something that has higher max transaction rate and lower cost, and seeing how far you can take a single layer network with exchanges acting as de facto second layer. Musk said, "I think you could take that further than people realize, and as bandwidth increases over time, latency decreases. And I'm sure his Starlight satellites may have something to do with it." Musk said he expects internet connectivity to improve, really, in coming years, giving people all around the world access to low latency, high bandwidth internet. SpaceX and Starlink are actually playing a role in this long term, and people will have worldwide access to gigabit level connectivity at low latency and low cost. So then your base layer could do a lot of transactions if you take that into account. So think about that. This is a long term couple of years, allowing and giving the basically banking the unbanked, giving access to cryptocurrencies and these transactions on a global scale. So fishing boat in the middle of the ocean, desert in Africa, Europe, Russia, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to have access, which will, of course, increase the coins that are used as a store of value, such as Bitcoin, and as the proof of work and transactional value of these coins increase, so will the market as a whole. Starlink, a SpaceX satellite internet network project, has now 70,000 users across 12 countries, is designed to fill geographic gaps between areas covered by ground-based internet connections and cell coverage. If someone else doesn't do it, then Starlink certainly will, said Musk. I have high confidence you will be able to maintain a decent finance system while still having a much bigger blockchain. You can make a hash ledger bigger without suffering from decentralization as average connectivity improves. His comments, Elon Musk, many of which he has made previously over recent months in interviews and via Twitter, echo the block size wars of 2016-17 that caused the Bitcoin community to kind of split, and it led the creation of Bitcoin Cash, which is a fork of Bitcoin. So it's basically taking the fundamentals of Bitcoin and moving it to a layer that is much faster and cheaper. And this Bitcoin Cash can support many more transactions per block. It has also been a very profitable trade for a lot of people. Last month, Musk tweeted he pretty much agrees with co-founder Vitalik Buterin by AI researcher and podcaster Lex Fridman, asked whether it'd be possible to upgrade Dogecoin to beat Bitcoin hands down, as Musk has previously suggested, in which Vitalik Buterin says if Doge wants to somehow bridge to Ethereum and then people can trade Doge thousands of times a second, that would be amazing. So of course possible, and of course something in the future for this to do. Another Ethereum co-founder who went on to create the rival blockchain Cardano, Charles Hoskinson, then told Freeman in a later interview he hopes Musk's support will help some real developers come in and start really working on Dogecoin and making it practical for the real world. Speaking just this week, Musk went in to suggest that crypto mining, which involves the use of high-power computers to secure blockchains in return for freshly minted tokens, could be a way to achieve greater energy efficiency, which, as we know, and I've explained in earlier podcasts, is really the driving force behind Elon Musk's financial success. The EPA receipts, tickets that they get, vouchers he's able to sell and increase the value of his companies through energy saving, not necessarily through sales, even though Tesla is one of the most valued car company in the world. So what if your space heater was also a Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Doge mining node, says Elon Musk. Crypto mining computers generate heat as they use electricity. You could be heated up and mine your crypto and have your connectivity to the internet all at once. So he's talking about a space heater mining cryptocurrency. I would not be surprised to see one of Tesla's products, such as a new Cybertruck or any of his cars even, be able to mine some cryptocurrency, such as Dogecoin or Ethereum, while driving or even while idle, since they have 24/7 connectivity to the Tesla network, which of course is part of Starlink. So anywhere I am in my Tesla, no matter where, in the middle of the desert or on a mountain or by the beach.
Okay, we're going to the beach.
I have full connectivity. It's amazing and already proving to be a really strong internet connection. The streaming is fast. Google Maps is connected to it. It's pretty amazing. And we know that's the network where they take all the data and they put it up in a Tesla cloud, and then they go ahead and bring it back to analyze millions of miles of driving to make the cars safer and better. So it's a really good reason that they use all this for. But I also realize, since they're connected to my car, that Hal could go straight Terminator on us, and the Tesla network could, of course, stop my car, make it pull over, take over, and autopilot my car, well, say off the road into the ocean or into a giant warehouse, and they kidnap every Tesla owner. Who knows? But it really leaves a lot of room for a Simpsons episode.
Weren't you listening? This is a miracle breakthrough.
And you realize you really don't have control over your car. You want to have control, and sometimes you don't. You want to sit back, be on your phone, enjoy the view, look up in the mirror roof. And the end of the day, as much of a luxury as it is, you're giving up some freedom, or you're compromising maybe not your safety, but your security. So safer that way, but in the long run, to every positive, there could be a negative. And being aware of those things is half the battle by itself. Well, enough about Tesla. Of course, I strongly suggest one to anybody, but that's not what this is about. I think it's going to be a matter of time. And by that, I mean next year, that we're going to see Tesla again accept Bitcoin. But at the very least, he may come out with something, I predict, saying that it's not energy efficient, blah, blah, blah. And Dogecoin, on the other hand, now has layer two capabilities. It's faster, it's stronger, it's cheaper, which of course many cryptos are. And I don't know why Litecoin is not involved here. But ironically enough, he has the power to make Dogecoin a very usable currency and acceptable for anything Tesla. And that would, of course, evolve to Bitcoin Cash, in my opinion, even though he really hasn't said much about it, Ethereum, Litecoin, and of course, Bitcoin. So it's only a matter of time that we start seeing the mass adoption that already started continue to follow through. And by time, I mean less than 12 months. That's going to be Amazon and all of their affiliates accepting the cryptocurrencies, having their own token and their own blockchain to scale and operate their business in the near future. Tesla, of course, has taken this to a new level with Starlink and SpaceX, and we've got to see who's going to follow Jeff Bezos' footsteps. Trilolly is something I recommend where you could get, basically, it's online shopping, similar to Amazon, that takes you to different sites and gives you rewards. Instead of cash, you get Bitcoin. So it's Lolli. You could download the app. I would strongly suggest checking this out because free Bitcoin is free Bitcoin. It's free money.
And I really need the money.
So you just do your shopping on there, get some purchases, check out the app, and you might be surprised how much you could really rack up and start saving even more Bitcoin. But there's a ton of companies doing this. Travala is a travel company that only accepts cryptocurrency, and they're doing great. There's a lot of them out there. We'll start interviewing some of these people as we grow to get some better insight on the companies that are accepting cryptocurrency and the direction that they see the future going. Because if you want to be a part of the future, remember, we're always moving at the speed of crypto. You got to strike hard and you got to strike fast. This is an ever-changing market. If you have kids, get them in classes to learn blockchain technology, coding.
Any questions?
This is definitely the way of the future, and it's a very exciting week. My prediction, like I said last week, was that Bitcoin was going to be above 35. Right now, we got to break 42, or we're just going to be a little choppy in this range. But some money came back in crypto. I think it's exciting to see a couple of these alts run, and there's some good trades out there to be had. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Remember, if it's not your keys, it's not your cheese.
Crypto gang, it's the game, big gang, alt gang, light gang, cash game, blockchain, whoa. I don't really ever buy stocks, man. No. Haters want to say I'm in a bubble, man. No. Chew them up like bubble gum. No. Just made a meal with my pocket change. No. Wreck about to go and join the huddle gang. Huddle gang, huddle gang, huddle gang. Crypto gang, it's the game, big gang, alt gang, light gang, cash game, blockchain, whoa. I don't really ever buy stocks, man. No.
Crypto Karma is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Check them out, nectarjuicebar.com, because otherwise you truly do not know what is in your food. At Nectar Juice Bar, it is all fresh, it is all healthy, and it is all delicious. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And this is Nick Green with Crypto Karma, reminding you that this show is for educational purposes only. This is not investment or financial advice.
Explore the cryptocurrency universe with Nick Green on Crypto Karma. Learn about Bitcoin and blockchain, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and more. Buy and sell and trade and learn how to make some serious money with digital currency. Crypto Karma is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Nectar is fresh at its best. Live life to the freshest with Nectar. Crypto Karma. Strike first, strike fast. Saturday at 9 a.m. on KPPF. And hear the podcast on Podbean.